Ricky, an evening when we played well certainly deserved something for the game, really, but the whole thing hinged on the first few minutes. What do you make of it?
Yeah, I agree. Tough one to take, very tough, and a little bit mixed emotions, really. I think the performance, especially the last 15 minutes of the first half and the whole of the second half, was a good performance and certainly didn't warrant the team coming away with nothing to show for it. So disappointed for them on that front, but ultimately, you know, like you said, we started the game awfully and control the things you can control, and then you have a chance of getting points. And you know, the way that we approach games and start games, we have control over, and it simply wasn't good enough. The goal was such a poor goal to give away. Poor decision for the wide man to run inside. Then he unfortunately gets caught in possession. Don't get out to stop the shot. He skips past him, shoots from 20 yards, and then we've got a back four on the 18-yard box who stands still, and their lad comes from a deeper position and scores the rebound. So we should be standing here scratching our heads as to how we haven't got all three. Applaud their goalkeeper for the penalty save and for the absolute world-class save that he done from Danny Kelly's effort. But we should be scratching our heads saying how haven't we got all 3 points, but instead we're scratching our heads as to why we haven't even got a point. And you know, the players have to learn from that.
Yeah, I mean, obviously the slow start, perhaps not playing last Saturday didn't help, but we didn't have a really great start against Bedworth either, did we?
No, it was, we've done it too many times this season, in actual fact. It's, we play well when we're behind, and there's been very few occasions where we've started the game on the front foot and been positive and taken the game to the opposition. And it was always going to be a difficult night. They're a good side. Their league position doesn't necessarily tell the story of how good they are. But maybe we just come into it on the back of a good run. Maybe we didn't show them enough respect. Maybe we, you know, maybe the players away from home on a Wednesday night after a day at work were tired. You know, maybe we didn't play Saturday, so it took us a little bit to get into the game. Whatever it may be, you know, play the game better for the first 15 minutes. If you need that to happen, then don't go on dribbles 20 yards from your own goal. Don't, you know, do get out and stop shots, and or do react if your goalkeeper's making saves. And they're things that we have control over, and we need to learn. And you know, we'll dust ourselves down and we'll try and be better when we go to Tamworth on Saturday.
Yeah, another tough one to look forward to, though, mate. Won't be easy there.
They're all tough. I keep saying, you know, it's, you look at the fixtures and you say, oh, they're in and around us, and then you actually go to the teams and you see them play and you think, how are they down there? You know, and that's throughout the whole league. And you know, Tamworth's going to be a really, really difficult fixture on a 3G. But, you know, we're a good side. We've shown today that we are, again, a very, very good side. And that performance today, had it not been for a poor start, deserved all 3 points. Certainly didn't deserve to come away with nothing to show for it. So keep performing well. You give yourself a chance of winning. And focus on your performance, not on the end result. And if we do that, we'll you know, I think we'll bounce back hopefully sooner rather than later.
Yep. Thank you very much, mate.
Cheers, mate.
Cheers.